So in 20 years, and this is something everybody knows, computers will be more intelligent than humans. That is, computers will have a specialized intelligence. We are already building these machines. They learn from experience. We are teaching computers to learn, and they have access to this mechanism to fix themselves as if they were their own surgeons. So this is something we cannot do. That is, computers will be more intelligent than human beings. And this is something we know will happen one day, and not a day which is distant in the future. We will live with these computers. That is, we will have built a non-biological species. Because this evolution, I mean, we cannot evolve biologically anymore as a species. And so, well, of course, you can add chips to your mind to develop our own intelligence, but then we would have to break a few limits and break through our intelligence. Our life in virtual reality will not be so different from real reality. I mean, I don't know if you've heard about Internet of Things, that is, things will have their own IP address. Not only your computer will have an IP address, but things in general, everything will be connected. Things will have intelligence. You've heard about the car that drives without a driver. I just read this in the New York Times. They're using these cars in New York City. That is, cars that have no driver. But the highways will also be smart or connected. So car accidents will belong to the past. Your clothing will be smart. So if you have a health problem, the information will be sent to the hospital, to the ambulance. They will take it. They will know everything about your body. Brave new world. We laugh at that, but we know it will happen. We know it is one of the possible paths for mankind. Quite possible. If it's not that, it's very close to that. In 40 years, this non-biological population will have grown 1 billion times. We'll see robots everywhere. And this very weird thing, which Kurzweil is experimenting, immortality. This is very frightening. All our vision of the world is based on this notion of being finite. Although we're scared of our end, our view of the world includes being born and being dead. So what is going to be left for humanity if we suddenly become immortal? Not only issues of overpopulation and too many people on the planet. No, I'm talking about changes in the way we view the world. Immortality would be, well, one of the things would be to take these 150 pills, but it's something possible. I mean, you can stop your body aging. But Kurzweil said that you may also remove your brain because your brain is still good. I mean, it's still in good conditions, and so you can use your brain in a machine, for example. And so we would continue to live in a robot. I mean, I'm not talking about crystal balls. This is science.